Suddenly, stood Kaol Westfall, captain of the guard. She looked up at him from the shadows of her hood, taking in the lines of his face. For all the expression he showed, she might as well have been a stranger. But that was expected, and it was just part of the game they'd become so skilled at playing these past few months. Kaol might be her friend, might be someone she'd somehow come to trust, but he was still captain, still responsible for the royal lives in this room above all others. The king spoke.
Rise.
Selena kept her chin high as she stood and pulled off her hood. The king waved a hand at her, the obsidian ring on his finger gleaming in the afternoon light.
Is it done?
Selena reached a gloved hand into the sack and tossed the severed head toward him. No one spoke as it bounced, a vulgar thudding of stiff and rotting flesh on marble. It rolled to a stop at the foot of the dais. Milky eyes turned toward the ornate glass chandelier overhead. Dorian straightened, glancing away from the head. Kaol just stared at her.
He put up a fight, Selena said.
The king leaned forward, examining the mauled face and the jagged cuts in the neck.
I can barely recognize him.
Selena gave him a crooked smile, though her throat tightened.
I'm afraid severed heads don't travel well.
She fished in her sack again, pulling out a hand,